So, Danny, it was a very disappointing end to that game. It was just seconds away from obviously being top. It must be hard to take.
It's a little bit difficult, but you know, the aim of today was to match or better Barrow results, and we've done that. So you suppose you take a little bit from that, and now we've got to go and again in a very difficult game on Monday against Bradford, on an apparently difficult pitch. So you know, but if we win, we then go top, and then we ask the question of Barrow to go and beat Ferriby, a very tough team.
Personally, for you, you were awarded the Man of the Match award. How do you feel? How do you think your game went?
very surprised, to be honest. Personally, you know, I set my own standards very high. First off, I was very disappointed with how I played. Just a couple of things didn't really go the way I wanted it. But the second half, I think, personally, it was a lot better. Ball retention was a lot better. Started to create things. Defended very well. Obviously, we were playing wing backs at that time, so you know, defending was more important for me. And then, obviously, as a team, we put the pressure on and got the two goals that we needed. And then, obviously, you know, going back to what just happened at the end is a very disappointing way to end. But you know, that's the football. Just got to push on now.
Exactly. And on the positive side, like you said, you've bettered Barrow's result today, so the pressure's still effectively on them. In terms of our game today, the character of the team in the second half to turn it around as quickly as you did was good to see. What was said at half time? What was the impetus at half time?
I think it was basically, you know, you've come this far. Why are you gonna, you know, throw it away now by not working hard enough? I think you know, we didn't work hard enough in that first 45 minutes. I think it was pretty evident that we didn't work hard enough. They got about the pitch more. They looked like they were the one that had everything to play for. When effectively that's us. So I think the second half it was just a case of just go and work as hard as you can. Leave nothing on the pitch. And you know, our class and our play will show through, and I think it did in the first sort of 15 minutes. Obviously, we scored the two goals nice and quickly, one after the other, and then we were just looking to see the game out. But unfortunately, you know, things happened.
Mm. For you as well, you made your 100th appearance on Monday. How pleased are you with that?
Very good. I think it's probably the most I've played for any club. You know, a very proud moment for me. You know, just hopefully we can get this league won. And I can turn those 100 appearances in the league below in this league into another 100 in the conference, and who knows where else.
In terms of when you first joined the club, obviously we're a league below, you did admittedly drop down a division, so what's been the biggest change, I suppose, in those 100 games that you've seen at the club, obviously apart from the change in leagues?
But yeah. Do you know what, I don't think there's been, obviously there's not been many changes personnel wise. I think we've still got quite the core of the team that was here when I came here. I think everything is pretty much the same, to be honest. Obviously, you know, there's a new stand at the back of the goal. But sort of on the pitch, I think everything is the same. We still play exactly the same way. Our philosophy is still exactly the same. We pass the ball, we move it. And, you know, our goal is still very much where it was when I started. You know, we want to be playing league football as a club. But, you know, short term, I think nobody thought we would do as well as we did this year. But now, you know, we're in a very, very good position to go and actually do something very special, you know, back-to-back promotions. I think that has got to be everybody's short-term focus, rather than, you know, looking beyond anything, because the next three games are effectively three cup finals. You've got to go and win every single one and, you know, see what happens.
Exactly. We played Bradford a few times this season. Obviously, we had them twice in the FA Cup. They've always been a decent side when we've played them. What are your thoughts on them?
You know, Bradford are a tough team. Very physical, long ball. We know what we're going to go there and get. I think it's just a case of us. We've got to do the thing. We've got to do the right things, make the right decisions at the right time. I think we know exactly what we're going to get from them. You know, they're going to be big and physical, and it's about how we adapt and change our style of play to that. I mean, obviously the pitch is a massive level when we go there. Apparently it's not very good, but again, we've played on very poor pitches before. You know, we've been to places like Barwell and Frickley and teams like that last year on swamps and absolute, you know, car parks. You know, it's neither here nor there. We've got to go and put a performance in that's good enough to win the game.
Excellent. Well done for today, and unfortunately with the result, but good luck for the rest of the season.